Yo, I'm here at Vectus Radio. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads podcast. For our first review of the day, like we mentioned last time, today will be about Days Gone, the open world post-apocalyptic survival game that came out in mid-2019, I think. And this is mainly about its theme, the character development. So here we go. So personally, I think it had a bumpy start, but it still should have got the recognition it should have. Honestly, the graphics were great, everything was really nice. It wasn't all like pre-made, it was all made from the heart. And I think the best part about it was the character development. The character development was amazing. It had some of the greatest effects of isolation and loss from a character. And it just shows that you don't have to be a pure, kind-hearted person to kind of do good things. It was quite an anti-hero, but mainly coming from a good perspective in a way. And now I'm going to go over to Alex. What do you, any good themes about the game that you have a interest in?
Oh, well, I completely agree with you. It did have a very bumpy start. And I got to say, with its story itself, I think it's up there with Red Dead Redemption 2, personally. But something I love about the game is the soundtrack. The soundtrack is one of the best I've ever heard in any video game, ever. I'm not exaggerating.
I agree. It changes whenever you're in a house, whenever you're in a cave, and it honestly kind of gives you the hostile feel that you would get from an actual apocalypse. Not saying that would happen, please don't come after me. But personally, I really like it. There's a bunch of customizations. It's not paid to win. Games like this should be here in the newer generations. I feel like they should have more like single players, because it kind of gives a feel to it. Next topic, though, this is kind of where it comes into Alex's hand. We're going to have an amazing aquatic update.
Thank you, Lucas. I actually recently purchased an armored shrimp. Now, the interesting thing is, you'd think, oh, okay, it's a fish tank, you just got to put fish in, but it's much more complicated than that. In order to keep a working environment, you want to be able to recreate a fish's natural environment in order to give it the longest, happiest life you can. And by putting invertebrates and mollusks like snails and shrimps in, you're really doing that. And with shrimp, the shrimp I have, an armored shrimp, is one of two that I know that are the most commonly bought in the fish trade, filter shrimp. Now, what they do is they help keep the water, you know, cleaner, basically. They filter out all this debris and food from the water itself. Really fascinating, you know, just things to have in your tank. And the best part is, I find them quite simple to keep. As long as you feed it, it's honestly a very good starter shrimp.
So would you consider this what's your favourite part about it? How big are they? Is it easy to keep in a regular tank for children?
Well, personally, I wouldn't recommend this shrimp for children. If you're going to go for fish for children, I much recommend something more like mollies or guppies or tetras. These shrimp, even if you have the most ideal setup for them, you can have plants, compatible fish, a good-sized tank they can be feeding, but sometimes they'll just die. I had it happen with me a lot of times. It's a real shame.
Well, that's great information. Really glad we're picking up tips from you, Alex. Anyway, on to the next one. We will now be talking about Tally Hall, another one of Alex's personal favourites. You could say this is an episode towards him. Anyway, give us an introduction and I'll start going off my opinions.
Well, I absolutely love this band for the reason that all of their songs have a hidden meaning behind them, and each song can be interpreted in different ways. There's a lot of just sort of secrets hidden within these songs. They're brilliantly well written, and they sound amazing.
I honestly agree with you. I'm so glad you introduced me to them a few weeks ago before this podcast. I was originally planning on doing it the first week, but from what we heard, I had more topics on my mind. But personally, when I first heard their songs, I really liked how people started using their songs in their animations, and the animations also add to the aesthetic and the kind of energy that they're giving off. Like, some of them are quite outer space, some of them are quite into space. Some of them are quite normal, some of them are quite natural, and I really like the stop motion animations that are in many of these ones, because some of it can go from 2D stickmen to clay faces on Mars, and I really think it kind of puts you into a retrospective of how the band members felt. It's really a shame that lots of them are gone, because when they set up their kind of band in where they found it, you could really tell they were like a family almost, how casual they were, and it's really kind of upsetting to see them just kind of fading away. But with this current rise, I'm hoping that they make some kind of announcement on social media, even if they're not fully together.
Yes, I completely agree. But, well, that just about wraps up today's podcast. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Join Lucas and I as we discuss a shark simulation game called Maneater. Then we'll be discussing an aquatics update with my fish tank at home. And talking about a particular favourite comedy of ours. It's quite a classic, Dumb and Dumber. Thank you for listening. Don't miss our next episode and have a fantastic day.
This is Lucas and Alex signing off.